AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials in Corpus Christi, Texas, have ended a ban on using city water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Mayor Dan McQueen says EPA water test results showed no contamination due to a chemical leak.
The results from the 30 samples yesterday from EPA and TCEQ are currently at non-detect.
There was concern a chemical leak at an asphalt plant may have contaminated the water supply. Senator Charles Schumer is putting the heat on federal regulators to consider recalling e-cigarette batteries and devices that have been known to explode and catch fire.
The New York Democrat cited a recent Associated Press story saying the FDA identified about 66 explosions last year and early this year, and those numbers may be an undercount. Senator Schumer wants the FDA and Consumer Product Safety Commission to figure out the problem.
E-cigarettes have become ticking time bombs, and we're here today to try and disarm them before they injure more unsuspecting people. Are we saying ban them? No.
He says with any other product, serious action would have been taken. The FDA says it's reviewing e-cigarettes. The industry says they're safe when used properly. Julie Walker, New York.
Retail experts continue to track holiday sales. Britt Beamer, chairman of America's Research Group, says with Christmas being on a Sunday this year, some shopping patterns may change.
Historically, the weekends have always been the big winners. This might be a year where the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday may actually be bigger than a weekend.
Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff says Democrats are engaging in a spin job by suggesting that Trump's election win has been tainted by Russian meddling. Reince Priebus was on Fox News Sunday. The Electoral College formally votes Monday to make Trump the 45th president. This is AP Radio News. The Force is still with Star Wars at the movie box office.
I fear nothing. All is as the Force wills it.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, takes a lightsaber to the competition. It opens at number one this weekend with $155 million in ticket sales. That's the second best December opening ever, behind only Star Wars The Force Awakens last year.
Hold on! I got your back. It's Maui time!
After 3 weeks on top, Disney's Moana drops to second, followed by Office Christmas Party. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Zsa Zsa Gabor has died. The jet-setting Hungarian actress who made a career out of multiple marriages, conspicuous wealth, and jaded wisdom about the glamorous life died Sunday of a heart attack at home in Los Angeles. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.